Hi, I'm Ketki Shevde. I'm a program manager for the OneDrive for Business Developer platform. In this video, I will give you an overview of the new File Picker SDK available for OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. I will follow it up with a demo and point you to some additional resources. You can use File Pickers to let your app open and save files in OneDrive with only a few lines of code. This lets you quickly integrate your app with OneDrive. The Picker handles user authentication for you, and the latest version of the Picker SDK works with any OneDrive account, business or personal. You can use the File Picker SDK to integrate with OneDrive in the following ways. You can open a file and receive a short-lived URL to download the contents of the file. You can create a long-lived shareable link to view or edit a file, and you can save a file to OneDrive. To demonstrate the power and simplicity of using file pickers, we will build an app that provides a simple text editor experience for files stored in OneDrive. You can think of it as a notepad in the cloud. This sample is available on GitHub. Let's take a look at the app UI first. This is a canvas, which is basically just a text area. The navbar has a few buttons, which are the usual suspects. You can create a new file, open a file, save and save as after making edits. This is the file name, and you can change the file name here. At any point, you can click on View Code to go back to the source code on GitHub. Now let's take a look at the code powering this app. I have created a new web app project in Visual Studio, but you can use any of your favorite JavaScript editors for this. To make the app look slick, I have Office Fabric style sheets included. Next, I include the JavaScript Picker SDK. This is where the buttons on the navbar are defined, and this is where the buttons are wired up to actions. The first thing we want to do is to open a file. I click Open, and I'm presented with an authentication dialog. I can sign in with my work or personal account, but I choose to sign in with my work account in this instance. Note that at any point I can switch accounts here. So if I'm logged into the wrong account or if I want to log into my personal account, I can do it from the Picker experience itself. I'll pick a file. Note that I can press cancel at this point and the SDK knows how to handle that. We will come to that in a moment. Right now I will click open. You can see that the file opened here. Now let's take a look at the code powering open. The JavaScript Picker SDK has a pattern where you define a block of options and then invoke the SDK using one line of code and pass in the options. Let's take a look at the options block. We first pass in the client ID, which is the app ID of the app registered in AAD. Next, in order to open a file, we want to request a download URL to the file and then download the contents of the file. So we specify that we want a download URL. Here, if I had wanted to link to a file, I could have asked for a shareable web link. We want the picker to select only one file at a time, so we set multi-select to false. Then we specify how success, cancel, and error cases should be handled. Finally, using one line of code, I say onedrive.open and pass in these options. This single line authenticates the user, invokes the picker, and gets the download link for you to download the contents. Let's edit this file now. I'm going to add another item here. And I want to save the file back to where it came from, so I'm going to use the Save button. To do this, I need context of the file location, and I get this from the file object that was returned by the open call of the Picker SDK earlier. We will see how that works in the code. Let's click Save, and I see that the file got saved successfully. Among other things that are returned by the open call of the Picker SDK, we get back the file ID and access token. I use the file ID to construct a URL to the file location. Next, I use this URL and the access token to construct a REST request that overrides the contents of the file with the contents of the canvas. This uses a put call, as you can see here. And that's it. This saves the file back to its original location. Now let's rename this file. I'm going to call it grocery list. Okay. And I do a save as. I pick a location to save the file and say save. The file got saved successfully. Now let's take a look at the code for save as. You will notice that the calling patterns are very similar across open and save of the picker. You create an options block and then invoke the picker. Saving a file involves converting the data on the canvas into a byte stream and uploading it to OneDrive. We are going to use the data URI scheme for this. In the options block, we first pass in the client ID, which is the app ID of the app registered in AAD. We say that the action we want is save, send in a file name and the byte stream that we just discussed. We specify how success, cancel and error cases should be handled. And then using one line of picker, we say onedrive.save and pass in the options to invoke the picker. The key points that I would like you to take away are: the Picker SDK is the simplest and fastest way to integrate with OneDrive. It handles authentication for you and lets you easily open and save files. Secondly, this SDK works for files across both OneDrive for Business and Consumer. This means that you as a developer don't need to handle these cases separately. Finally, I showed you an example using the JavaScript picker, and a similar picker is available for iOS, Android, and Windows devices. To know more, find us at dev.onedrive.com. This is the home for all the documentation, code samples, and downloads you need to build apps that connect to OneDrive and OneDrive for Business. For other Office developer documentation, visit us at dev.office.com. Join our developer community at github.com/OneDrive or Stack Overflow. Thanks for watching and happy building.